SRN News. I'm John Scott.
The FBI searching the Maryland home and Washington office of ex-Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on President Trump's reaction to the news.
I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
A source tells the AP it's part of an investigation into the handling of classified documents. President Trump says he's not a fan of John Bolton.
He's a not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out.
Bolton has been critical of the president. Bolton was not detained and has not been charged with any crimes. FBI Director Kash Patel said cryptically online, no one is above the law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump calling national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company highly overrated. He said he'll keep extending the deadline for the popular video sharing platform until there's a buyer. The next deadline is September 17th. As Hurricane Aaron moves out to sea, forecasters are already keeping watch on three other areas of disturbed weather in the Atlantic Ocean. Fortunately, none of the systems appear likely to directly affect the United States. President Trump visited law enforcement and National Guard troops deployed in Washington. He says he wants more money to clean up D.C.
It's like a different place. It's like a different city. It's the capital. It's going to be the best in the world. We're going to do what you're doing with law enforcement. And very importantly, also, we're going to physically do it. We're going back to Congress for some money, and we're going to redo a lot of the pavement, a lot of the medians, a lot of the graffiti's all coming off real fast. It's going to come down real fast.
And it was announced today, National Guard troops patrolling the streets of Washington will now be armed. This is SRN News. A Virginia school system suspends two students. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The boys have been sent home for 10 days because they complained about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Loudoun County schools allow males and females to use the locker room or restroom that aligns with their so-called gender identity, no matter how other students feel about it. The school system says the two students were guilty of sexual harassment for expressing their discontent with having to change in the presence of a girl. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has blocked West Texas A&M University President Walter Wendler from enforcing a campus drag show ban. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the performances are likely protected under the First Amendment. This ruling reverses a lower court decision upholding Wendler's 2023 cancellation of a drag show. This is SRN News. False reports of active shooters yesterday led to panic and temporary lockdowns at two U.S. universities. The schools were Villanova University outside of Philadelphia and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
Ashley Choi works in the library at Villanova.
It was definitely scary. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really, really scary to have someone yell at you, get out, with while holding a weapon. But I know there are professionals.
Villanova President Peter M. Donahue called the report a cruel hoax. And Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer says they're investigating the source.
We are going to make sure we do use every tool in the toolbox to trace these calls.
That sound courtesy WPVI. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency wrapping up its hiring efforts to support the president's mass deportation goals. The Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Georgia training new recruits. ICE aims to hire 10,000 officers by the end of the year. More details at SRNNews.com.